On August 21st, 2017, there was a total eclipse in the United States that stretched all the way from Oregon to South Carolina. It was certainly a monumental event. Many thousands of people traveled from various parts of the world to places where they could view the eclipse. As we know, total solar eclipses occur when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun. For 1 to 2 minutes, depending on where you are, you can experience what is called totality. This is when the moon totally blocks out sunlight from hitting the Earth. Now, I had the privilege to view the 2017 eclipse in Northeast Georgia with several family members. It was a very moving experience. It became dark about 2 o'clock in the afternoon in August. The temperature dropped at least 15 degrees. Even a few stars came out. An eerie stillness seemed to engulf the land. A few frogs began to croak, thinking it was nighttime. But after a couple of minutes, as the moon continued to move across the sky, sunlight slowly but surely returned. Now, during the eclipse, and in the days afterwards, several thoughts came to my mind. First of all, the experience demonstrated God's majestic creation. I could not help but remember the words of Psalm 8. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? I had another thought. As we all stood in awe, gazing up at the heavens, we were all so very captivated by what was transpiring. We were so all united in focus at that time. And I wondered later just how wonderful it would be if everyone could be that focused on God every day. Friends, as we are all so painfully aware, there is so much bad in the world. Wouldn't it be glorious if we could all focus on God, the beauty of His creation, instead of the ugliness that humanity has brought into the world? And one more thought. Would it not be magnificent if we could focus our lives toward the Heavenly Father's gift to the world, Jesus Christ? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Let us pray. Father God, we stand in humble awe to your glorious creation. Please inspire us to always be focused on you and Jesus Christ. Amen.